Okay, so we're going to talk now about storytelling, okay, an important part of our lives and increasingly important, I think, as well. And we're joined by Katie Corkwell and Dana, who's one of our volunteers and one of our album club regulars, who also has a secret life as a storyteller, which is very exciting. Katie, you're hiding out somewhere in Exeter, I think.
Yes, actually a bit more rural than that, just in East Devon on the edges of Sidmouth. But yes, that's where I live.
Let's start with storytelling. Let's start with what that is, because the obvious answer, I guess, is it's telling stories, but it's a bit more advanced than that, I think.
Well, storytelling means a huge spectrum of things to lots of different people. But the kind of storytelling I do is I create performances out of nearly always traditional material. So legends, myths, folk tales, those are the kind of stories, narratives that I'm interested in telling. And I usually do that live with an audience, either in schools or in theatres for adults or a whole range of different places. It's a very a portable kind of art form.
And that's obviously shifted, like most things at the moment, to being online or hidden away, because obviously you can't meet up and you can't go to kind of public events. So I guess that's had quite a big effect on what you do.
Yes, it's had a massive impact. A couple of weeks ago, I came out of what turned out to be my last bit of work in a school, just to get a whole string of emails kind of cancelling or postponing, 99% of my work for the next few months. So my work, up until this point has been entirely live in the real world, and I've never really looked into storytelling online. And so yes, I'm experimenting for the first time, but to be honest, most of my work has stopped at the moment, and we'll have to wait till we can get back to live audiences.
And let's bring Dana in at this point, because Dana, you've been doing some kind of what I think you're calling virtual dinners.
Yeah, so I'm part of the group called Internations. So it's a kind of an international a group of expats or local people who get together. And we have normally would have monthly events for lunches or just to have a dinner. So we would pick different restaurants or pick different cuisines. But since the lockdown, we couldn't do anything. Basically, we couldn't go to any restaurants. So then we organized these virtual dinners. We just dial in and eat dinners together and have a chat. So I thought a part of that could be also would be made more interesting if we had guests. And then I basically started inviting storytellers from the Birmingham Storytelling Cafe. And Katie was kind enough to answer my call.
So Katie, that's something that you're, I think, planning to do in the next week or so, in terms of plotted.
Dana and I had an experimental storytelling dinner last week, which was, literally the second time I've ever told a story in that kind of live online way. So yeah, that was a good experience, I think, for both of us and for the other people listening. So we thought we'd do that again in a couple of weeks.
And I think also there's probably something in this, isn't there, that, this is generating a lot of kind of story potential in itself, isn't it? It's about experience and about how people react to things. So this is for a storyteller or for a writer there's a really interesting narrative in this that is kind of, I guess, accidental in many ways.
Well, the material I work with, this traditional material that's been around for hundreds and thousands of years, when something like this happens, you start revisiting those stories, parts of those old stories that, you suddenly see them in a new light or in a different way. So that's, that's why I love working with this material, because it's so rich in that way. And I'm sure this period will be, fruitful in many ways for storytellers and other creative people.
So there are, I think, a lot of metaphors, aren't there, in traditional storytelling, some of which we could probably learn things from in terms of how we're behaving or how we're sort of thinking about behaving at the moment. So I'm thinking, for example, about the hare and the tortoise, Not that we can go anywhere at the moment, but I'm thinking about, the pace at which people approach things.
There's another motif in a lot of traditional tales about, a kind action or a kind deed that is sometimes, repaid further down the line. And I think One of the very positive things that coming out at the moment is, this sort of public kindness. And
now, a lot of things that I think you do, Katie, are around also sort of communication. So working with, you mentioned sort of schools and educators, but also in business. And I think this is quite a difficult time in terms of how people communicate things and also what maybe how they're believed.
Yeah, so I have done some storytelling with organisations in the past, and yeah, metaphors and stories can be a good way to communicate what organisations want to do. And yeah, while many businesses at the moment are not able to function in the way that they usually would, and are maybe turning to a kind of how you get your message across or how you make keep on a connection with your customers over this difficult time, perhaps storytelling will be relevant in that way as well.
So Dana, just tell us some of the things that are coming up which folks that are sitting at home should be getting involved in terms of the work that you're doing.
So we have the virtual dinners kind of every day. So it kind of depends if people want to get involved. Of course, they can get in touch with me. But we have stuff coming up that we have Katie coming up. And the other thing that we are doing is online games. So we had Cards Against Humanity game yesterday, and it was really funny because we had four people, and you have a server, and then the server picks the black card and you pick your white card, and then you can be a card czar. Basically, you can pick which one of the cards is going to win. So if you know about Cards Against Humanity, it's really funny. And so basically we all get together online and play the game. So it's going to be a bunch of those coming up as well.
I think it's reassuring as well that you're having a proper dinner every day. So Katie, just before we finish, I just wanted to ask you how you kind of fell into storytelling, really. I think, is it when you were sitting down with your careers advisor at school many years ago, did you say, I want to tell stories, or how did it happen?
I didn't, but when I was a teenager growing up in Norfolk, I was lucky enough to be taken to some brilliant storytelling from what I now realise are three of the kind of great storytellers in this country, Ben Hagty, Hugh Lupton and Sally Pond Clayton, who were doing a show. And I was just captivated. I was very into drama at school. So this was a sort of different way of performing. Yeah, when I was at university, I started having a go myself. I set up a sort of student storytelling society, went on some storytelling courses. I've been lucky enough to have some really inspiring mentors and guides over the years, but that was all nearly 25 years ago, so I've been doing it for a long time now. It's a wonderful community of people working in this way. There's a lot of generosity about sharing stories, sharing material, sharing gigs sometimes, and I feel very fortunate to be part of that.
Excellent. And where should folks find you online? Where's the best place to find where you hide out?
Well, I've got a website, katiecorkwell.co.uk. My surname's spelled CAWKWELL. And I also organise storytelling events in the real world under the name Artemis Storytelling. That's in the Exeter area. But I was planning to be coming to the Birmingham Storytelling Cafe in April. Sadly, that won't be happening now, but I'm really delighted to be part of Dana's virtual dinners instead.
Yeah, just remind folks listening where we can come to a virtual dinner.
So the virtual dinner is organized through Internations, so Internations Birmingham. So the event is going to be put up there, or so I'm a consul, so basically I'm organizing all the events for the Internations Birmingham, and if you're interested you can get in touch with me directly as well.
Katie, Dana, thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for your time.